好，弟兄姊妹，我们先翻到两处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to two passages in the Bible.
以赛亚书五十一章十六节。
Isaiah 51:16.
以赛亚书五十一章十六节。
Isaiah 51:16.
我将我的话传给你，用我的手影遮蔽你。我要裁定诸天，立定地基，又对锡安说，你是我的百姓。
And I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of mine hand, that I may plant the heavens, and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, thou art my people.
这边有一句话是用我的手影遮蔽。
There's a phrase here, it says, I have covered thee in the shadow of my hand.
对，这也是可能二十几年前柯老姊妹来的时候提到的一句话。
This is like 20 some years ago when elderly sister Ke mentioned this phrase.
对，所以那时候给我一个很深的印象。
And it gave me a very deep impression.
我知道我这个人呢是由神的手影遮蔽我的。
I know that I am one who is covered in the shadow of his hand.
诗篇119篇114节。
Psalm 119:114.
诗篇119篇114节，你是我藏身之处，又是我的盾牌，我甚仰望你的话语。
Psalm 119:114. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word.
这边有一个词叫做藏身之处。
Here it talks about a hiding place.
弟兄姊妹，我想我最近神稿好像给了我几个词汇。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord lately gave me a few phrases.
一个是藏身之处。
One is hiding place.
对，一个是相会之处。
One is meeting place.
一个是水深之处。
One is a deep place or a deep place in the water.
对，然后一个是至高之处。
And another is highest place.
弟兄姊妹，我想我们可能有注意的话，知道说我们现在刚买的会所正在做整修的工作。
I'm sure you're aware that we have a gathering place and we're doing remodeling there.
如果主恩待的话，我们也许在不久的将来就可以看见一个完成能够聚会的地方。
The Lord be gracious to us, we will see completed meeting place.
所以其实我也在想说，当我们一同在一个地方聚集在主面前的时候，我们是怎么样在相聚的。
And I was pondering, like, if we gather together before the Lord, how are we going to be gathering?
对，我们是否对我们的聚集有一个心愿呢？
What is the desire in our heart for this gathering place?
我们不仅仅只是一个 physical, 一个地方叫我们人到了那个地方而已。
It is not just going to be a physical place where we people gather together.
对，也许主给我一个感觉，当我们聚集的时候呢，我们需要有这四个方面的实质的意义。
And the Lord gave me this, that when we gather together, we have to have this four aspect as part of a meaning.
对，我想我今天的题目是当中的一个叫做藏身之处。
One of this is hiding place, which is the topic for today.
对，当我们聚在主的面前的时候。
When we gather before the Lord.
我们知道主是我们的护庇。
We know that he is our covering.
我一直都记得说有一位就年长的弟兄有一次这样交通。
An elderly brother shared it this way.
他说他刚到一个地方服侍的时候呢人数并不多。
When he first arrived at the place to serve, the number of people there were not many.
当时他本身年纪也蛮年轻的。
And he was also quite young at that time.
那有一次一对夫妇刚搬到那个地方去。
And there was a couple who just moved there.
他们想要找一个教会，就找一个教会，他们可以去聚会。
They were trying to find a meeting place so that they can meet with brothers and sisters.
所以当那个主日，这对夫妇就来到他们这个小小的聚会里面。
And that Sunday, this couple came to their meeting.
然后很稀奇的，这对夫妇就选择了这个聚会，就留在这个地方继续的聚会。
Amazingly, this couple picked this place and stayed there and meet with them.
然后过了一两年之后，我们弟兄才有机会，才想到说要问这对夫妇，说你们为什么会来这里聚会？
And it was like after a year two that the brother thought of asking this couple, you know, why do you meet with us?
他们就很诚实的回答说，其实我们刚到就是那天我们来聚会的时候，其实我们心里面没抱什么太大的希望的。
They said that that first day when we came, we didn't have high hopes.
所以这十几个人那个看起来没不太兴旺。
Because this doesn't feel like a very like exciting place.
然后这个讲道的弟兄又这么年轻。
And this brother who's speaking is quite young.
但是很稀奇的，当他们坐在聚会当中的时候。
But amazingly, when we sit there in the meeting,
他们心中有个感觉，他们感觉回到神的家了。
They thought that I've come back home into the family of God.
他们找到，从我今天的这个角度来看，他们找到了一个藏身之处。
And to me, from my perspective today, they found the hiding place.
所以他们就留下来了。
And so they decided to stay in this meeting place.
所以弟兄姊妹，但愿当我们聚集的时候，我们是来到神的藏身之处。
May it be that when we come and gather together, we come into his hiding place.
当然，我们也是来到这个地方，我们与主相遇，所以是相会的地方。
And of course, this is a place where we want to meet with the Lord.
然后也但愿我们在能够在这个聚集当中，我们的生命能够越来越长进，越来越对主的经历越来越深刻。
And that our life, our spiritual life, will go deeper and really grow in the Lord.
然后在这个地方呢，神得到最高的地位，我们来到那个至高之处。
And of course, this is a place where God will have His highest place.
所以我想，弟兄姊妹，我今天的愿意提的就是，让我们真实的经历主是我们的藏身之处。
When we have really experienced that our Lord is our hiding place.
让弟兄姊妹或多或少也都听过了，提到的真理就是住在基督里。
And I'm sure brothers and sisters have heard of the truth about abiding in Christ.
对，住在基督里，这是听起来是一个讲起来很简单的词，但是要领会和经历似乎不是那么容易的。
Even though it sounds like a simple phrase, but to really understand it is not that easy.
如果在这个物质的这个房子的话，我们可能比较容易明白。
Maybe it's easier for us to understand a physical house.
对，比如说你现在住在一个房子里面，你是住在里面，这个你很清楚。
For example, you are abiding, you are living in this house.
对，我记得我小的时候呢，我们还有一种drill，就是有一种演习啊。
When I was young, we even have this type of exercise.
我们全村的人要离开村子，要到附近的地方那个防空洞去躲。
The whole village will go to a nearby place. It's underground and it's an air raid shelter.
对，我们就是预防这个中国解放军来这边轰炸的。
We're trying to hide so that we can avoid the bombing from mainland.
我们可以领会说，我们是在一个 physical 一个保护的一个建筑的底下。
So in that way, we can understand that I am being protected by this shelter.
但愿我们在信主之后呢，我们也可以从主是我们的藏身之处能够来经历它。
And so hopefully after we believe, we can experience the Lord as our hiding place.
对，这里面有一个隐藏的意思。
Here, there is a meaning of being in the secret.
Yeah, 然后有一个被圈住、被包围住的意思。
And to be encompassed,
yeah, to
be surrounded.
对，有一个被保护的意思。
And a meaning of being protected.
所以在这些的经历里面呢，作诗人他就用不同的词汇来表达他们的经历。
And so, the psalmist use different words to express this meaning.
对，他们有时候说这是一个避难所。
Sometimes he would say this is a refuge.
然后是一个高台。
Or a high tower.
然后是一个山寨。
A fortress.
是盾牌。
A shield.
是神的那个手影，手的影子。
And a shadow of God's hand.
或是说这是在神的翅膀的印下。
Or a shadow under his wings.
所以发现这些过去的弟兄们，他们都经历神是他们的藏身之处。
And brothers before us, they really experience how the Lord is their hiding place.
他们就在不同的诗篇里面呢，来表达他们在这个方面的经历。
And so in different psalms, they express their experience in different ways.
在第一个方面，我想要交通的就是，我们在赦罪得救的这个方面，其实已经在主的藏身之处里。
I want to say that the first thing that is that in regards to forgiveness of sin, we have already experienced him as our hiding place.
我们读几处的圣经哈。
Let us read a few passages.
诗篇三十二篇。
Psalm 32.
Okay. 诗篇三十二篇一到我先念一到四节哈。
Read verses 1-4.
得赦免其过、遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。凡心里没有诡诈、耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日哀哼而骨头枯干。黑夜白日，你的手在我身上沉重，我的精力耗尽，如同夏天的干旱。
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputes not iniquity, in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bone waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer.
当然第五节是讲到大卫这作诗人大卫的认罪。
And then in the fifth verse, it talks about the psalmist David, how he confessed his sin.
然后第七节，你是我藏身之处，你不必保佑我脱离苦难，以得救的乐歌四面环绕我。
And then seven, thou art my hiding place, thou shalt preserve me from trouble, thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance.
然后我们再来翻到出埃及记的十九章。
And then let's turn to Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记十九章的第十六节。
Verse 16.
到了第三天早晨，在山上有雷轰闪电和密云，并且脚声甚大，营中的百姓竟都发战。
And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud so that all the people that was in the camp trembled.
然后请翻到出埃及记的二十四章八到十一节。
And then let's turn to Exodus 24:8-11.
摩西将血洒在百姓身上说你看这是立约的血。是耶和华按这一切话与你们立约的凭据。摩西亚伦拿达亚比户并以色列长老中的七十人 都上了山，他们看见以色列的神，他脚下仿佛有平铺的蓝宝石，如同天色明净，他的手不加害在以色列的尊者身上，他们观看神，他们又吃又喝。
8-12 And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, Behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord had made with you concerning all these words. Then went up Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. And they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of a sapphire stone, and as it were the body of heaven in his clearness. And upon the nobles of the children of Israel, he laid not his hand. Also they saw God and did eat and drink.
我们再看算是一处吧，民数记的35章。
Then let's turn to Numbers 35.
民数记35章的14-15节。
14 and 15.
在约旦河东要分出三座城，在迦南地也要分出三座城。都做陶城，这六座城要给以色列人和他们中间的外人并寄居的作为陶城，使误杀人的都可以逃到那里。
14-15 Ye shall give three cities on this side Jordan, and three cities shall ye give in the land of Canaan, which shall be cities of refuge. These six cities shall be a refuge, both for the children of Israel and for the stranger, and for the sojourners among them, that everyone that killeth any person unawares may flee thither.
然后同一章35章的第26-27节。
In the same chapter, verses 26 and 27.
但误杀人的，无论什么时候，若出了逃城的境外，报血仇的在逃城境外遇见他，将他杀了，报血仇的就没有流血之罪。
But if the slayer shall at any time come outside the limits of the city of his refuge whither he hath fled, and the avenger of blood find him outside the limits of his city of refuge, and the avenger of blood kill the manslayer, there shall be no blood guiltiness upon him.
弟兄姊妹，我想要表达的一件事情是，当我们一开始信主，接受罪蒙赦免的恩典的时候，
What I want to express here is when we believe the Lord and we receive the grace and the forgiveness of sin,
其实我们就已经被放在神的藏身之处。
Actually, we have already been placed in the hiding place of God.
在旧约里面哈，那个他会讲到遮盖我们的罪。
In the Old Testament, it talks about covering of our sin.
但在旧约里面有它的限制，这个罪好像暂时被盖住。
Of course, there is limitation in the Old Testament because it seems that the sin is just being covered.
所以这个献祭呢，必须是多次的。
And then this offering of sacrifice is multiple times.
那在新约里面，我们神的那个工作呢？是洗净我们的罪，或是说除去我们的罪。
But in the New Testament, it talks about cleansing all our sins or removing all the sin.
它让我们有一个稳固的根基，我们是可以脱离罪的捆绑。
And so it gives us a really firm foundation that when we can be rid of the bondage of sin.
但是在我们今天的经历里面，其实我们还是有这个遮盖的意义。
But even today in our experience, we still have this meaning of covering.
对，因为我们每一个人信主啊，都是披戴了耶稣基督。
Because every one of us, when we believe, we are covered by Christ.
那我们知道说，当我们来到主面前擘饼喝杯的时候，我们的神看我们呢，是透过耶稣基督来看我们的。
Today, when we come to the bread, to the breaking of the bread and the drinking of the cup, we know that God looks at us through Christ.
所以我们会祷告说，主啊，在你的宝血的底下呢，我们已经得蒙完全的赦免。
That's why we pray that under your blood we have received that forgiveness.
弟兄姊妹，这个藏身之处呢，叫我们能够躲去神的愤怒。
this hiding place caused us to be, to not be hit by the wrath of God.
在那个西乃山哈，那个当神要降临的时候，那个场面是非常的可怕。
So in the Mount Sinai, when the Lord descended, that scene was very fearful.
啊，整个山都在那边震动，然后有那个烟，有那个很大的脚声。
Because there was thunder and lightning and loud voices.
啊，以色列百姓看到这个神的威严的威荣的时候，威严的时候呢？心中就颤抖。
And so when the Israelites saw the awesomeness of God, they were very fearful.
真的很稀奇的，刚才我们也念了一段。
But amazingly, we also read another passage.
当那个血在洒在那个山上的时候。
When the blood was put on the mountain.
然后有许多的以色列人可以在山上非常的安详的能够又吃又喝。
Then they can be enjoying and drinking and eating there on the mountain.
对，这个表明我们今天在主的宝血的救赎的底下，能够安息在神的面前。
This shows us that today, because of His saving grace, we can have rest and we can be enjoying.
我们甚至可以在他的宴席中有份。
We can be enjoying His feast and be part of it.
我们不需要再像之前那个情况。心中颤抖，根本恐惧、战惊，不敢来到神的面前。
We don't have to be like in the past where we are so afraid that we cannot come before Him.
对，我们也免去了神的定罪。
And then we are now not condemned by Him.
所以我觉得主有他的神有他的恩典，所以他定了一些在以色列地定了一些逃城。
And because God is so merciful and gracious, He created this city of refuge.
对，对于这些他不是定义要犯罪，不是定义要犯，不是定义要杀人的人，是有机会可以蒙拯救的。
And for these people who did not want to intentionally murder people, you know, they have this chance to be saved.
对，所以弟兄姊妹，这些的逃城就是指着我们的主。
This city of refuge really points to our Lord.
对，我们今天来到神的面前，我们是愿意很真诚的，承认自己是有罪的。
Today, when we come before the Lord, we really want to honestly confess that we have sinned.
然后我们就被好像被摆在那个逃城的里面。
And then.It's like we are placed in that city of refuge.
在那个逃城里面呢，我们这个罪就不会被追讨。
And when we're placed in that city of refuge, then we are not going to be chased for our sin.
但是有一个条件，你必须一直的留在这个逃城里面。
But there is a condition. You have to remain in that city of refuge.
所以离开了这个救恩，离开了这个藏身之处呢？这个罪是会被追讨。
If you leave this hiding place, then your sin will be reckoned.
对，我们不仅免去了神的愤怒、神的定罪，我们也被免去了神的审判。
Today we have been spared of the wrath of God and the punishment of sin.
对，OK， 我们都知道这个挪亚方舟的事情。
We all know the story of Noah.
当全地在这个洪水的审判的底下。
When the whole land was being judged by the flood.
这个方舟呢，就成了挪亚一家的藏身之处。
You see, this ark became a hiding place of Noah and his family.
然后圣经上也明明的讲说，这个方舟就是基督。
And the Bible says this ark is Christ.
是的，我们从此之后不用再畏惧那个永远的审判，因为我们已经被放在这个方舟里面。
Today we don't have to be afraid of that eternal judgment because we are in the ark.
对，在这个诗篇32篇里面，我们感觉大卫对罪呢是有一个非常痛苦的感觉的。
In Psalm 32, we sense that you know David really grieved for his sin.
啊，当这个罪好像 在他身上霸占他的时候呢，他感觉他是一个枯干的人。
You know, when the sin consumed him, he feels like he is a dried up thing.
但是当他来到神的面前，承认自己的罪过。
But when he come before the Lord and confess his sin,
他就进入了一个经历说，神是我的藏身之处。
Then he really experienced this, that Lord, you are my hiding place.
好像那个罪在他身上的那个痛苦呢，那个压迫呢，好像就脱离掉。
And the pain and oppression of sin was all taken off from him.
然后在这个美丽的诗篇里面，他说有一首得救的乐歌常常环绕在他的旁边。
And then in this, this psalm, it says like,The song of deliverance compacts him.
对，就这个是一个动态的，就是这个歌呢，这个保护呢，好像在他旁边在那绕来绕去。
It is a dynamic thing, you know. It's like the song of deliverance is rotating or, you know, really surrounding him.
对，如果这边来了一个攻击，那边来一个控告，他是动态的去把它挡住的。
And so.When there's a thing that comes from this direction or that direction, this deliverance, this refuge, just go to cover him wherever it comes from.
所以弟兄姊妹，我这边的盼望是说，在我们最基本的最蒙拯救的这个方面，我们可以已经开始经历神是我们的藏身之处。
And so even with our forgiveness of sin and our salvation, we can already experience that God is our hiding place.
我们在这个藏身之处呢，不用害怕，我们可以坦然无惧的来到神的面前。
And we do not, in this hiding place, we do not have to be afraid. We can come boldly to the, in front of God.
我们好像也在这个盾牌的后面呢，完全不要畏惧，也不要受撒旦的控告。
And then behind this shield, we don't have to be fearful. We don't have to be afraid of the accusation of Satan.
那下一个呢，是我想要借着大卫的经历呢，来讲到这个藏身之处。
The next one, also want to use the experience of David to talk about the hiding place.
因为在神的一个在神在大卫身上一个特别的安排里面。我觉得大卫是非常有资格讲到神是他的藏身之处。
Because of God's arrangement, special arrangement in the life of David, he is so qualified to talk about God being his hiding place.
大卫在很年轻的时候，大概15岁的时候呢，就已经受膏，以后是要做王的。
David, when he was about 15, a very young age, was already anointed to be a future king.
后来呢，他被带到那个扫罗的宫殿，有一个短暂的时间。
And he was brought to the court of Saul for a short period of time.
但是因为他打败了那个巨人哥利亚。
Because he defeated a giant Goliath.
那就以色列百姓非常的这个。赞美这个大卫这个人。
And so the people of Israel, like, they praised David for that.
就是扫罗就心生嫉妒。
And then Saul was very jealous of this.
然后也担心他的王位可能会不保。
And he was very fearful that he will lose his throne.
所以他就开始这个要追杀这个大卫。
And so he kept on hunting down David and want to kill him.
所以很可能大卫在15岁之后呢，他有14年的时间都是在逃命的。
And so there was a period of 14 years where David was running for his life.
所以当我们在读圣经，特别是撒母耳记上下他大卫生平的时候。
And so when we read the Bible, especially in 2 Samuel about David's life,
然后他在逃命的那个阶段，这个圣经就会提到很多的旷野。
And during this time of running, the Bible mentioned a lot of caves.
我也是要特别去查什么，黄凡，我给你的英文哈，西弗的旷野、马云的旷野、犹大的旷野、隐基底的旷野。
And so there is the cave of the wilderness of Ziph, Maon, Judah, Adullam, and En-Gedi.
那个亚杜兰洞是一个亚杜兰那个地方的一个洞穴，有一个地方叫亚杜兰洞。
It's a the Adullam is a cave.
所以我们来稍微念一下，有一次大卫其实蛮惊险的一段的逃命的记录。
And so we want to read a passage of a very amazing episode in David's life.
撒母耳记上22章。
In 1 Samuel chapter 22.
撒母耳记上 22章第1节, 这是某一次的。
Chapter 22, verse 1. This is one of the incidents.
大卫就离开那里，逃到亚杜兰洞。 他的弟兄和他父亲的全家听见了，就是都吓到他那里。
David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him.
翻到撒母耳记上23章14节。
And then chapter 23, 1 Samuel.
23章14节。
Verse 14.
大卫住在旷野的山寨里，常在西弗旷野的山地。扫罗天天寻索大卫，神却不将大卫交在他手里。And
David abode in the wilderness in strongholds, and remained in a mountain in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul sought him every day, but God delivered him not into his hand.
然后跳到19节跟20节。Then
jump to 19 and 20.
西弗人上到基底亚见扫罗，说：“大卫不是在我们那里的树林里、山寨中、旷野南边的哈基拉山藏着吗？王啊，请你随你的心愿下来，我们必亲自将他交在王的手里。” Then
came up the Ziphites to Saul to Gibeah, saying, "Do not David hide himself with us in strongholds in the wood, in the hill of Hakilah, which is on the south of Jeshimon? Now therefore, O king, come down according to all the desire of thy soul to come down, and our part shall be to deliver him into the king's hand."
然后25跟26节。
Then 25 and 26.
扫罗和跟随他的人去寻找大卫，有人告诉大卫，他就下到磐石，住在马云的旷野。扫罗听见，便在马云的旷野追赶大卫。 扫罗在山这边走，大卫和跟随他的人在山那边走。大卫急忙躲避扫罗，因为扫罗和跟随他的人四面围住大卫和跟随他的人，要拿获他们。Saul
also and his men went to seek him, and they told David wherefore he came down into a rock and abode in the wilderness of Maon. And when Saul heard that, he pursued David in the wilderness of Maon. And Saul went on this side of the mountain, and David and his men on the side of the mountain. And David made haste to get away for fear of Saul, and Saul and his men compassed David and his men round about to take them.
对，这个这边是记载大卫有一次在那个西弗的旷野，在那边躲藏。
This was an incident when David was hiding in the wilderness of Ziph.
结果西弗那边的当地的人呢，去 扫罗那边打小报告。
And then the natives of Ziph, you know, went to deliver this message to Saul.
可能当地人对那些树林啊、什么山洞，他们比较熟悉，但是看到大卫的踪迹。
Because of course the natives there know the wilderness, and they found out that David was there.
然后不晓得为什么哈，大卫好像有个感觉，他就继续的往从那边把他逃跑。
And it is as if David realized it because he continued on from there.
扫罗那时候已经得到这个报告的时候呢，已经带着一批的兵士呢去追赶大卫了。And
so, you know, with this news, Saul know about David and already had a group of army people with him and want to hunt him down, hunt David.
对，他从西弗的旷野移动到马云的旷野。
But David already moved from the wilderness of Ziph to wilderness of Maon.
那扫罗就继续追击，往那个马云的旷野那边追赶。
And then Saul went towards the wilderness of Maon to seek David.
那你会发现这一次的那个追赶非常的惊险，因为他们好像就在一个山，一个人在一堆在啊、大卫在山的这一边，扫罗已经在山的稍微的另外一边了。
And this time it was very dangerous because David was on one side of the mountain and Saul was on the other side of the mountain.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以想象好，大卫在这个14年的年间呢，他是受这样的一种威胁的。
And so in this 14 years, David was constantly under this terrible threat.
然后我们再来读两处的诗篇，我们看大卫是怎么样的一个经历。
And let's read two more places of sound.
我们先读诗篇第十八篇的一跟二节。
Let's read Psalm 18:1-3.
对，我十八篇的前面的小字我也读一下。
And then we're gonna read the small print in the psalm.
对，小字是说耶和华的仆人大卫的诗，交与灵长。当耶和华救他脱离一切仇敌和扫罗之手的日子，他向耶和华念这诗的话说。
So it says here to the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul.
他说，耶和华我的力量啊，我爱你。耶和华是我的磐石，我的山寨，我的救主，我的神，我的磐石，我所投靠的。他是我的盾牌，是拯救我的脚，是我的高台。
That I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower.
然后我们再翻到诗篇的五十七篇。
And then let's turn to Psalm 57.
我先念前面的小字。
I'm going to be reading the small print first.
大卫逃避扫罗，藏在洞里。那时他做这经师，交与灵长，调用修要毁坏。
To the chief musician, Altachkith, make time of David when he fled from Saul in the cave to the tune of Do Not Destroy.
一到四节。
Verses 1-4.
神啊，求你怜悯我，怜悯我，因为我的心投靠你。我要投靠在你翅膀的荫下，等到灾害过去。我要求告至高的神，就是为我成全诸事的神。那要吞我的人辱骂我的时候，神从天上必施恩救我，我也必向我发出慈爱和诚实。我的性命在狮子中间，我躺卧在性如烈火的狮人当中。他们的牙齿是枪剑，他们的舌头是快刀。
Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusted in thee. Yeah, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until this calamity be overpassed. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performed all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah, God shall send forth his mercy and his truth.My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword.
然后再看第七节。
And then verse 7.
神啊，我心坚定，我心坚定，我要唱诗，我要歌颂。
My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这个撒母耳记上那边呢，记载了大卫的一些的逃命的事情。
So brothers and sisters, in 1 Samuel, it recorded how David was running for his life.
我们从这些记载当中呢，我们知道一些在大卫身上发生的事。
From these recordings, we know what happened to David.
但在这个过程当中，大卫本身跟神的这个经历呢，是从他的诗篇里面。
But actually, the experience experience of David is showed forth through the Psalms.
你会发现在大卫就是第十八篇他蒙拯救之后。
We know that after David was saved in Psalm 18,
他里面的这个感觉蒙拯救的那个感觉好像用言语那个词汇感觉不太足够来表达他心中的那个感谢。
You will sense that words cannot express his gratitude of how he felt he was saved by the Lord.
但他里面有一些丰富的经历，他知道神是他的高台，是他的山寨，是他的盾牌，也是他的拯救。
But from that fullness of experience, he said, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my strength."
然后在这个五十七篇的时候呢，是他藏身在洞里面的时候所写的一篇诗。
And then in this Psalm 57, this is his experience in the cave.
这个是在诗篇有六篇被翻译成金诗，就是 Mikkam.
So there are six psalms that are called the Mikkam of David.
我念错是 Mikkam， 对，那个这个 Mikkam 可能原本的意思并不是那么确定。
The meaning of Mikkam is not that clear.
但是有圣经学者觉得这个可能是表达这首诗是非常的贵重，所以它是可以 engrave， 可以刻下来的。
But Bible commentator said that the meaning of this is probably because the psalm is so precious that it's worth, you know, engraving it and, you know, keeping it.
所以也有人是说这个诗就像金子一样贵重，所以称它叫做金诗。
And because it is so precious, precious like gold, so they also call this the golden psalms.
所以就在一个洞穴里面呢，大卫写下了这首宝贵的金诗。
And so in the cave, David wrote this golden psalm.
对，你弟兄有一次有一个故事。
Brother Ni has a story.
因为他读了很多很多这个英文世界各方面的这个诗歌。
Because Brother Ni read widely all the poems and songs in the English language.
对，所以他也翻译了不少从英文，或者他也翻译了不少诗歌，把它翻成中文。
And he translated, you know, a vast number of hymns or songs from English to Chinese.
对，有一次他拿了几张纸，上面是一首诗歌。
And one time he was holding a few pages, and it was a song.
他碰到了弟兄的时候，他说：“我手上的拿的不是纸。”
And he said to brothers, like, "In my hand, I'm not holding just paper."
对，我手上好像拿了金子一样的一个贵重的东西。
But what is in my hand is like gold, so precious.
所以那首诗歌后来翻译成就是葡萄一生的故事的一首诗。
And that song was translated, and that is the song about the story of the life of a grape.
在大卫的六篇的金诗里面呢，有五篇都是他逃难的时候所写的。
Of the six golden psalms,Five of them were written when he was running for his life.
弟兄姊妹，当我们经历许多环境的难处的时候，
when we go through different difficult circumstances,
可能有的时候是人给你的那个难处，有的时候是环境带给你一些的烦恼。
So these difficulties could be coming from people, things, or circumstances.
也有一些情况你是在一些很大的压力的底下。
Or maybe you are under tremendous pressure.
弟兄姊妹，我们是在写一篇抱怨的废文呢，还是我们在写一篇美丽的经诗？
So, are we writing a prose of complaint or are we writing a beautiful psalm?
对，有时候我感觉我们今天这个时代的年轻人呢，好像那个电脑手机就是他的藏身之处。
Sometimes I feel this day for young people, Their hiding place is their computer or their cell phone.
对，把这些打开之后就进到另外一个世界里面。
Because once they turn these devices on, they seem to enter a different world.
弟兄姊妹，这个大卫从十六岁开始，他就学习在神的藏身之处里面。
But you see, David, starting the age of 16, he learned how to be in God's hiding place.
如果我们真实的经历了主是我的藏身之处的话，你其实就在写你自己的一篇的诗篇了。
Actually, if you have really experienced how the Lord is your hiding place, you are writing your own song.
对，他感觉说他在他这个洞里面，他在那边默想的时候，他感觉他是投靠在神的翅膀的印象。
So when he was meditating in this cave, he felt that he was in the shadow of God's wings.
其实我觉得很稀奇，因为大卫是一个大能的勇士。
You see, David is a warrior, mighty warrior.
谁会藏在这个母鸡的翅膀的印下呢？
Why would such a one be hiding under the wings of a hen?
小鸡啊，只有小鸡才会。
We know only chickens will be hiding under the wings of a hen.
但在这个环境底下呢，大卫是那么的单纯，他觉得他自己是一个软弱的人，就像小鸡一样。
But look here, David is a very simple person. He feels like he is just a little chicken hiding under the wing of the hen.
对，来到神的面前，他承认自己是一个软弱的小鸡。我要投身在神的翅膀的印象。
So, coming before the presence of the Lord, David acknowledged his own weakness, just like a little chicken under the wing of a hen.
对，我不晓得现在的年轻人，你们小时候有没有玩过老鹰抓小鸡的游戏
？I don't know. Younger brothers and sisters, have you played the game of how the eagle catch the chickens?
对对对， 我小时候会跟同学们一起玩啊，所以它的规则是有一只老鹰，有一只母鸡。
So the rule of the game here is there's an eagle and there's a hen.
然后在母鸡后面就一整串的小朋友嘛，都是小鸡。
And then behind this hen, there are little, of course, little kids, and they're the little chicks.
对，老鹰就看怎么抓到那个小鸡，抓到一只就是它的了。
And then the eagle will try to catch one of these chicks, and if he catch them, it's his.
对，请记得这个游戏里面有一个很重要的规则。
There's a very important rule in this game.
就是母鸡是不怕老鹰的。
Now the chicken is not afraid of the eagle.
Hen 就是那个。
Oh, sorry. The hen is not afraid of the eagle.
对，所以只要你在这个母鸡的后面的话，你就不怕那只老鹰。
And so as long as a chicken is under that hen, that chicken will not be afraid of the eagle.
对，只要躲在母鸡的后面呢，就保证就没事。
As long as you're hiding behind that chicken, that hen, then you're fine. You're going to be okay.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里面呢，大卫好像用了一个对比。
And so David is using a comparison here.
他是一只小鸡。
He is like the little chick.
然后这个世人那边呢，好像狮子。
And then the world is like the lion.
烈火，就是 flame.
Oh, a flame?
对，有烈火，有枪剑，有快刀。
Okay, sorry. So there's fire, there's a spear, there's arrows, sharp sword.
对，所以在这些环境里面，各式各样的这个压力跟难处底下呢，他觉得这些是非常困难的一个环境。
So this is a terrible situation with all this pressure and attack coming.
但是只要他投靠主，他就绝对是在平安的翅膀的印象。
But as long as he finds refuge with the Lord, he's going to be under the wing of God.
然后在第七节里面，他有一个很美丽的一个宣告，他两次说：“神啊，我心坚定，我心坚定。”
And then he has two proclamations here. He says, my heart is fixed. My heart is fixed.
其实假如是我的话，我当时可能不太坚定。
If it were me, probably at that moment, I won't be that firm.
对，没有错，我来到是山洞里面，我稍微可以喘一口气。
It is true. Now I'm in the cave. Maybe I can take a breath.
但是我在逃命的时候可能没想那么多。
And then when I was running, I probably wasn't thinking much.
但我现在来到一个山洞里面，我就开始想。
And then now I'm here in a quiet cave, I start thinking.
我会被发现吗？
Am I going to be discovered here?
我明天要去哪里呢?
Where am I going to go tomorrow?
这边真的很安全吗?
Is it really safe in here?
弟兄姊妹,我们是否想在主里做一个坚固的人呢?
If we want to be fixed in the Lord,
有的时候,我们好像拿着一根树枝上面有很多叶子。
Maybe we're holding a little twig with leaves on it.
然后我们拔一个叶子就说神爱我。
And then we take one of the leaves like God loves me.
那下一根叶子是神不爱我。
And then the next leaf, oh, God doesn't love me.
对，神爱我，神不爱我，神不爱我，这样一直在那边犹豫。
And so we're like, God loves me, God doesn't love me, God loves me, God doesn't. We're double-minded.
弟兄姊妹，把那根树枝拔扔了。
Hey, brothers and sisters, throw away that twig.
我们要住在这个藏身在主的藏身之处里面。
We have to live in this hiding place of our Lord.
我们可以不要先要求自己要多刚强。
Let us not demand ourselves to be strong.
但是先我们先藏身在主里的时候呢，你发现我们可以从心里说，主啊，我的心是坚定的。
Let's hide in the Lord first, and then we will discover we can say.My heart is fixed.
然后在这个我今天念的圣经比较多哈，在撒母耳记上24章的地方。
In 1 Samuel 24.
撒母耳记上24章。
1 Samuel
24. 这边有一到七节，我看看，我可能不念了。撒母耳记上24章的1到7节。
1 Samuel 24 verses 1 to 7。
这一次哈是大卫到了隐基底的旷野的一个洞穴里。
This time, David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi.
结果这你知道扫罗其实非常非常接近他了。
And Saul was so close to him.
他扫罗甚至进了同一个洞穴里面。
In fact,Saul was in the same cave.
但他不晓得大卫在那边，他去上厕所。
But Saul didn't know that David was in there. He was just relieving himself there.
哇，大卫旁边的人都说，哇，这个太好了，耶和华把你的仇敌交在你的手中了。
And David's men said, "Oh, this is great. God has, you know, given you your enemy."
然后大卫就悄悄的。大卫没有杀他，只是割下了他衣襟的这个外袍的一个衣襟。
And David did not harm Saul. All he did was to cut off the Saul's skirt, a piece of skirt.
对，他对跟随他的人说：“我万万不可加害神的受膏者。
”And he said to his men, "The Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master, the Lord's anointed."
对，当我这次读的时候，我心中觉得。非常的稀奇。
When I read this, it amazes me this time.
你知道吗？如果放走了扫罗，大卫不晓得还要受苦多少年。
If I let Saul go, I don't know how many more years of suffering I'm gonna have.
这个在神所安排的这个环境，就是扫罗的底下。我早就想把这个环境把它挪开了。
To be under the circumstance of being chased, I would have wanted to remove this circumstance long ago.
但是很稀奇的，大卫已经学了一个功课，叫做藏身之处。
But you see, David had already learned this lesson of being in God's hiding place.
他在面对这个机会的时候呢，他完全没有，他基本上没有考虑他以后要怎么去躲藏。
So when he faced this, he didn't even think about how he was going to hide later on.
他能够很专一的来寻求神的旨意，这件事情我到底该做还是不该做？
All he was thinking is what the Lord wants him to do. Is this a thing the Lord wants me to do or not?
对，他基本上没有考虑他逃命的这个处境，而是专一的来问神。
He did not consider at all about his running away.
所以弟兄姊妹，只有在我们藏身之处的经历当中，我们才发现我们可以像一个第三者来寻求神的心意。
Only when we have this hiding place and we're in this hiding place, can we seek the Lord's will about this third person.
甚至我们可以说我们从心里面安息的接受神所安排的环境。
And we can truly say that from our heart we accept the rest from God.
是的，以后不晓得要逃命多少年，不晓得。
True enough, we do not know how many more years of running for my life.
但是过去我怎么样经历神是我的藏身之处，以后也同样神是我的藏身之处。
How I experienced the Lord as my hiding place in the past, it will be the same in the future that He is still my hiding place.
我今天面对这个可以逃躲环境的机会的时候呢，我只问主，这是否是你的手要把它挪开？
And today, when I am faced with this opportunity as if I can run away, all I'm doing is I'm going to seek what God wants me to do.
然后下一个人是我想要交通是用摩西。
The next person I want to share about is Moses.
我们看一下这个诗篇九十篇第一节。
Let's turn to Psalm 90.
诗篇的九十篇第一节说，主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
Psalm 90 verse 1 says, Lord,Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations.
然后读九十一篇的一到四节。
And then Psalm 91 verses 1 to 4.
住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。我要论到耶和华说，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所倚靠的。他必救你脱离捕鸟人的网罗和毒害的瘟疫，他必用自己的翎毛遮蔽你，你要投靠在他的翅膀底下，他的诚实是大小的盾牌。
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler.And from the noisome pestilence, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wing shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler.
我们再读一处出埃及记的三十三章二十一跟二十二节。
And then Exodus chapter 33,
二十一跟二十二节。
21 and 22. First.
出埃及记三十三章二一二二，耶和华说：“看哪、啊，在我这里有地方，你要站在磐石上。我的荣耀经过的时候，我必将你放在磐石穴中，用我的手遮掩你，等我过去。”
Exodus 33:21-22, and the Lord said, "Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass while my glory passes by, and that I will put thee in the cliff of the rock."And will cover thee with my hand while I pass by.
同志们，诗篇九十篇应该是摩西在中间旷野放羊的时候写的。
Psalm 90 is when Moses was in the wilderness. That's when he wrote that.
他那时候虽然成家了，但是好像没有家，他在旷野。
At that time, time in the wilderness, even though he already has a family, but it seems like he does not have a family in that wilderness.
在他的心中的深处，他有一个爱慕，神啊，你做我的居所。
Because in his heart, what he really yearns for is like, God, you be my dwelling place.
到了诗篇九十一篇，我想我们几乎可以肯定，这是他在带领以色列人漂流的时候写的。
But in Psalm 91, when he wrote that, he was leading the Israelites through circling in the wilderness.
他在过去呢，他是爱慕神的居所。
So in the past, he was yearning, loving the dwelling place of God.
但是到了九十一篇的时候，你发现他经历了什么叫做住在至高者的隐秘处。
But then in Psalm 91, he already experienced what it means to dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
不管是黑夜、午间，不管是瘟疫，不管是这些各样的灾难，他都不害怕。
So whether it's the night, whether there's snares and pestilence, he is not afraid.
你会发现，在他带领以色列人走旷野的这段路途里面，他学习了怎么样安稳地住在神的藏身之处。
When he was leading the Israelites through the wilderness, he learned how to be abiding in that secret place of the Most High.
他必须学这个。
He has to learn this.
因为摩西最后四十年的这个服事太不容易了。
Because his service in that last 40 years is so difficult.
他在80岁的时候接受了主的托付。
At the age of 80, he accepted the entrustment of God.
然后带着这么多的以色列百姓。
And he led so many of these Israelites.
对，一方面外面有这个旷野恶劣的环境。
Outwardly, there's this wilderness environment that they have to deal with.
你可能找不到水，你可能没有东西吃。
You might not have water. You might not have food.
然后在百姓当中呢，他就要面对百姓们种种的抱怨，种种的刚硬。
And then he has to deal with the complaints and the stiff-necked people who are the Israelites.
当他在这个出埃及之后三个月的时候，来到西乃旷野。
And so after getting out of Egypt and they're now in the wilderness of Sinai.
在短短三个月里面，以色列人已经抱怨了好几次了。
Only 3 months and there's so many times of complaints already.
甚至还发生了这个拜金牛犊的事情。
And there was even the worshipping of that golden calf already.
对，以后的路要怎么走，要怎么样服侍神的百姓，这是很不容易的事。
So how is he going to lead this people, serve this people? This is very difficult.
就在这个时候呢，神把摩西放在了磐石穴中。
And it was at this time that God put Moses in the cleft of the rock.
对，磐石就是讲到基督。
We know the rock speaks of Christ.
对我来讲，你一个磐石裂开有那个穴哈，可能是他裂开并且受伤了。
When there's a cleft in the rock, you know, we know that it's a split and it has been hurt.
所以在这个往后的日子里面呢，我们的这个摩西呢，必须常常学习藏身在磐石的穴中。
And so for his future days, he has to learn how to hide in that cleft of the rock.
在摩西的身上，他其实受了许多伤，就是心里面的伤。
We know Moses was hurt deeply, you know, in his heart.
对，我把我的命都摆上，带着你们出埃及。
I have given my life to bring you out of Egypt.
你们没有感谢。
But there was no gratitude.
甚至也有反叛。
But then there was even rebellion.
甚至也发生过想要把摩西杀了。
And they wanted to even kill Moses.
弟兄姊妹，如果摩西他没有藏身在主里面的话，我想他早就崩溃了。
You know, if Moses was not hiding in the Lord, he would have already, you know, he would have broken down already.
对对，如果我的话早就 quit 了，就 quit 了就走了。
For me, I would have quit early on.
但是他看见，他好像看见我们的主并他钉十字架，看见那位受伤的主。
But Moses saw the crucified Christ.
所以他当他在藏身在磐石穴中的时候呢，他看见，他似乎看见了那个钉痕的，有带着钉痕的主。
Oh, so when Moses was put in the cleft, it is as if he's seen the nail-pierced Christ.
所以我们主的，我们钉十字架的主呢，跟他同在。
Our crucified Lord was with him.
然后他发现说，他能够住在全能者的印下。
And he realized he could be under the shadow of the Almighty.
那我今天时间没有控制得很好，但是，最后我再提一个人就好。
And lastly, I'm gonna mention one more person.
我们知道这个老约翰，这个约翰写约翰福音的约翰呢，在他晚年时候非常注重要住在主里。
We know the Apostle John, the one who wrote the Gospel of John, he really emphasized abiding or dwelling in the Lord.
在约翰福音里面，他提到两次的怀里，就 bosom。
In the Gospel of John, he mentioned two times in the bosom of the Lord.
有一次是我们的主在神的怀里。
First is how our Lord is in the bosom of the Father.
另外一次是在主被卖的那一夜，约翰在主的怀里。
And then the second time is in the night that the Lord was betrayed, John was leaning on the bosom of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，其实他写约翰福音的时候，已经是他晚年的时候了。
Actually, when he wrote the Gospel of John, it was in his last days.
对于他来讲，他好像一生当中，他一直学习怎么样存留在主的怀里。
Because throughout his lifetime, he keep on learning how to be in the bosom of the Lord.
他是跟谁？他在使徒当中，十二个门徒当中跟随主是最久的一个人。
He is one who followed the Lord the longest among the apostles.
他经过了好多好多的事情。
Because he has been through so many, many things.
他经过了那个教会被逼迫的时候。
He was there when the church was persecuted.
他经历过那个耶路撒冷城被罗马兵攻破被屠杀的那段历史。
He experienced how Jerusalem was taken by the Romans and destroyed.
他被流放到拔摩海岛上。
And then he was also exiled to the island of Patmos.
对，经过了这么多的事情之后呢，他告诉我们说，我们要留在主的怀里。
And so after he has experienced all this, he tells us, you have to abide in the bosom of the Lord.
他告诉我们说，他属灵的秘诀就是要住在主里面。
And the secret is to abide in the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想最后我就讲两个比较生活方面的一个事情。
Lastly, I'm going to talk about two things about related to our lives.
有一次主耶稣面对耶路撒冷的时候，心中有个感慨。
One time when the Lord was facing Jerusalem, he has this to say.
他说，耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷，我多次像母鸡一样，要把你像小鸡一样放在我翅膀的印下。
He said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I want to gather your children together, even as a hen gathered her chickens under her wings.
只是这些犹太人是不听的。
But then the Jews, they don't want to listen to this.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在这边一同学习建立神的家，是要让这个家成为我们的藏身之处。
Brothers and sisters, today, we're gathered here together to build the house of the Lord. We want this house to be a hiding place.
我知道有些年轻的弟兄姊妹，你们有的人有心愿要留在这个地方。
I know some young brothers and sisters have this desire to stay here.
但主以后怎么带，我们还是要寻求主。
But how the Lord leads, we have to seek the Lord.
不过有一件事情我要请，但不止年轻的，请大家注意，有一个事情要注意一下。
But there's one thing, not only young people, but all of us need to pay attention.
对，我留下来，我是希望能够建立神的家。
When I want to stay on here, I want to build God's house.
但是如果我今天对某一位或是某几位的弟兄姊妹心中没有办法接纳的话，
But if I cannot accept maybe some or one brother and sister,
对，我可能看他不顺眼。
Maybe, to me, I couldn't stand that person.
我可能对他心中有疙瘩。
Maybe,There's something between us.
我觉得我没有办法跟他有太多的交通。
Or maybe I cannot talk to this person.
弟兄姊妹，过了十年、二十年之后呢，你知道我们没有办法成为神的藏身之处。
You see, after 10, 20 years, we cannot be the hiding place of God.
因为在我们心里面已经给仇敌留了地步了。
Because we have given the enemy a place.
今天也许我们影响力没有那么多。
Maybe today we don't have much influence.
十年二十年之后，你成为了一个年长的弟兄和姊妹。
And maybe 10-20 years from now, you become an elder brother or sister.
对，心中仍然有疙瘩，心中仍然拒绝跟谁交通。
Maybe in your heart, you're not willing to fellowship with so-and-so.
我们的神的家，我们的家没有办法成为神的藏身之处。
If that's the case, our meeting place cannot be the hiding place of God.
那你当初为什么要留下来？
Then why did you want to stay on before?
这是一个。另外一个我想要彼此勉励我们的弟兄。
The second thing is I want to encourage brothers.
通常我们弟兄特别是有家庭的是一家之主。
Because brothers, especially those who have a family, they are the head of the house.
我们就像这个家的 umbrella, 就像这个家的雨伞一样。
And we are like the umbrella of this house.
对，我们的家人好像是在我们这个属灵光景的覆庇的底下。
And our family is under us, depending on our spiritual condition.
对，但我们仍然都是在主的底下。
Of course, we are all under the Lord.
但是在一个一家之主，他有一个责任呢，就是把这个家成为一个藏身之处。
But being the head of the house, you have a responsibility that this house.Be a hiding place of God.
所以弟兄们，我们自己必须先学，常常经历神是我的藏身之处。
And so, brothers, we have to experience often that the Lord is my hiding place.
我们才有办法把整个家带为一个家人的藏身之处。
And that's how we can lead our family.To be in the hiding place of God.
好，我想我今天交通就到这边，我们有一点点祷告。
I'll stop here. We'll pray.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你的确是我们的山寨，是我们的高台。
Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are our stronghold, you are high tower.
主啊，在这个好像多变、各样复杂的环境里面。主啊，你永远是我们那个秘密，能够与你永远是那个秘密，我们能够安息在你同在的地方。
With this turmoil going on, this confusion, you are always our secret place where we can be with you.
主啊，但愿主吸引我们，叫我们常常留在你这位藏身之处里面。
Lord, draw us.And may we stay in you, our hiding place. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.